Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
From the WEEI Studios, 93.7 WEEI FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston, and Odyssey Sports Station.
You went 9-for-15 again, another efficient night. You know, you talked about the poise and the way you guys move the ball. Is that what's leading to these efficient games that you do putting together throughout the series?
I guess you could say that.
Working against LeVert, elevates, tough shot, and he sticks it.
Me being aggressive, I don't think anybody over there could really guard me. I just get into the paint, take my time, and I feel like that's what I've been doing.
Brown gets his arms locked up. He flicks it up and in. Just masterful offense.
Not just in the playoffs, but all season long, you know. So I just get to my spots and just do what I do.
Tatum trying to turn the corner. Brown from deep. He buries it. Tatum and Brown, the two stars.
All right, so what'd you think of the Celtics last night? Did we learn anything about the Celtics? You can jump in on that. Jaylen Brown with a big shot. Feels like no one on Cleveland can guard him. Tatum, second straight 33-point game. That was the exact same line as game three. 11 out of 25, 2-for-8 from three.
It's kind of weird, isn't it?
It is strange.
The exact same line, exact same percentages.
It did feel better last night. I'll acknowledge that. And if you want to tell me Tatum is making strides towards really dominating the postseason or taking over, maybe he's making strides towards it. I don't think he's doing it yet.
It's progress.
Yeah.
I think you can say
good
that.
Word. Good word for it. It's progress, but is he there? Is this what we expected?
Has he arrived?
I don't feel that way. And I don't feel like we learned a heck of a lot about the Celtics last night. And for me, I'm much, much, much more willing to meet you at it's progress for Tatum, and he's on his way, and he's elevating his play. Still not where he needs to be, but heading in the right direction versus the Celtics executed in the clutch last night, and now they're proving they can do it, or they proved last night anyway that they did it. I wasn't overly impressed with their execution in the clutch last night. They're still going 4-plus minutes without a bucket in the fourth quarter.
I'm going to stick with my theme of progress. I think that this is the type of game that the Celtics have lost a lot in the regular season, which is, and I know a lot sounds like an exaggeration because they lost, what, 16 games, but they lost a handful of these games at least where they're playing an inferior opponent without their star player.
No, they did.
We've seen that. Like, it gets close and then they just crap it away. And last night, I thought, was also the kind of game that they could have lost last year, whether it was against the Hawks or the Sixers in the playoffs. And so I'm looking at it and saying it's progress. I think it shows a little maturity. I'm not going to do backflips over their performance in the clutch and, you know, the fact that they came back after letting Cleveland take a lead in the second half. Like, I don't think that anything like that is incredibly impressive, but it is progress. And I thought that Jaylen and Jason, other than the turnovers, looked pretty good. The turnovers are a problem. 9 shared turnovers between them. And the one other thing I'll say is that Al Horford looked really old. He looked bad. He looked pretty dreadful. And it makes me nervous. I'm like, okay, you do have to see where Porzingis is going to be at in the Eastern Conference Finals because you got to ramp him up for the finals, which I think is going to be the first real test for this team.
Yeah, I mean, to me, this series and last night is not about Porzingis, but Horford didn't look great last night. I'll grant you that.
He hasn't looked great in a couple games now.
No,
I think, but he's playing more minutes than he should be.
Yeah, I just I have a hard time taking what they're doing seriously when the Cavs have already been without Jared Allen, but whatever, that's one for one with Porzingis. So let's put that to the side. I haven't said Jared Allen's name hardly all series because I don't care that he hasn't been out there. Donovan Mitchell, like that one matters. And this is through no fault of the Celtics' own. It's not like they got him hurt, they took him out, they asked for him to sit out, and he politely obliged. None of that. Like, Donovan Mitchell doesn't play, and they didn't get Jimmy Butler in round one. None of it's their fault. They shouldn't have to apologize for it, and it's not their own doing. I get all that. I understand all that. Are they going to be properly battle-tested when it matters? I think that's a valid concern. It's not that the Celtics should do it, lose on purpose to go to Game 7 and manufacture it. I'm not saying any of that. It's just they're beating up on undermanned teams. And I don't know that that's the best way to prepare yourself for a championship when you are the most talented team and the true favorite. The Bruins, I'd say, I hope they get all the injuries they can get on their way to a cup final because they're not the favorite to me. They could win a cup if things break right for them. I believe
everything
that.
Broke right for them in 2019 and they didn't
right.
win it.
But, and yeah. so, but like they were in Game 7, you know? So like if everything breaks right for the Bruins, even this year, I think they could go on a run. But I never said they're the cup favorite or the best team. I never felt that way about them. The best team, you'd like to see tested and pushed a little bit. And I'm sorry, they haven't been tested or pushed because no one's healthy on these other teams.
Right, but that doesn't mean they didn't get pushed in that game. They did. I mean, they were down in the third quarter. They were. I mean, they were down. They were. Cleveland was going on a bunch of mini runs there, and there was actually just hearing Jaylen Brown talk about no one can guard me reminded me of a part of the game last night that I heard the announcers making a big deal of, and I was too. There's 30 seconds left in the game, right? Brown had just hit that three. Garland comes back and gets an and one, and then they're pressing on the inbound, and Brown's holding the ball. And he holds it, and then they don't foul him. He passes it to Derek White, gets it over the timeline, and they foul White. But everybody's like, why didn't they foul Jaylen Brown there? That was an easy one. He's their worst free throw shooter. He's shooting 62% from the free throw line, Jaylen Brown.
He is. He's been good in this series. Ryan actually read me the number earlier. I think he's 16 out of 20 in the series, which shocks me because he missed his first two free throws last night. I just assumed he was shooting like crap again.
He was 7-for-9, I think, last night. But overall in the playoffs, he's shooting 63%, which is like, you know, a good year for Shaq. That's, you know what I mean? Like, that's really bad. And I sort of look at that as one of those things that right now it's not really hurting them that much. It's not really a big deal. You get through this and you're going up against a team that's not letting you off the hook. All of a sudden, miss free throws down the stretch, those type of things. If they do hack Jaylen Brown, that could be a bigger issue. And it's just you don't notice that against the Heat. You don't notice it against the Cavs, really.
It sounds like nitpicking, but there are these sloppy things that they're getting away with, and that's a good one. Free throws, the turnovers, like it was a sloppy game last night,
but you know,
super
but
sloppy.
You know why?
Because they don't have to.
Yeah, because they said, oh, Donovan Mitchell's not playing, whatever, we can mail this in for 2.5 quarters, and that is what they did. This is why I don't think the Cavs really pushed them. I think they were sleepwalking through the game because they knew Mitchell wasn't out. And look, I don't give the Celtics a lot of credit for flipping the switch. But against a Cavs team that I already think stinks with Donovan Mitchell, never mind without him, they had one kick and they ran away from the Cavaliers. And so I think that's part of the sloppiness. I'm not overly alarmed with it specifically last night.
Actually,
but
they had one kick and they grabbed an ankle and then they got away with it.
That's true.
If you're Jaylen Brown.
I do think that was a dirty play by Jaylen Brown. And we can get back into the refs if we want, because they were tilted in the Celtics' favor. I don't hear a lot of crying about that. I hear a lot of crying when the Bruins are on the short end of it. I don't hear a lot of, boy, the
why
Celtics.
Why would they cry? They'd
the
be
Celtics,
happy.
Geez, the Celtics really got away with one last night. Phew! Like, I don't hear a lot of that. And so I just look at it and I say the turnovers to me are a concern, and they have been a concern long-term with this team. I don't feel any worse about it last night than I guess I normally do, would be my point.
I get what you're saying. I just don't know that, again, if we're talking about flipping the switch, I don't know if that's something that they can tighten up when they are seeing, because it's not like the Cavs defense wasn't physical last night. They were. I just don't know that they can tighten that up when it gets further down. Like, I'm not really afraid of New York. I'm definitely afraid of a couple teams in the West. And so I'm just going, if you've been cruising as they have,
yeah,
you're totally cruising through the East, which is what I expected. So I'm not going to sit here and complain about it. It's just what I thought was going to happen. And then you get to the finals, and all of a sudden it's a totally different situation.
But you said this earlier. I expected them to cruise through the East, but I also expected the other teams to have, like, their best players.
Yeah.
They don't. And so you can't have this both ways. I said this in 2022. I don't mean you. I just mean in general. In 2022, I'm like, they're battle-tested. They went through Brooklyn. You know, they went through the Miami Heat in the Eastern Conference Final. They went in the Bucks in the middle. They were down 3-2. Tatum won a game 6 on the road, and then they won game 7 at home. And we're all like, wow, they're better off for it. And I believe that. They still came up short in the NBA Finals. But I believe that run was good for them going through all those teams. It can't be good for them then, and now this is also good for them. Do you understand? Like, I don't think this is going to set them up for success.
I don't think this is good for them.
But it's not their fault. I mean, I acknowledge that all day long. What are they supposed to do? They can only play the teams in front of them. But I just think a team like Denver is in a much better spot for getting pushed than the Celtics will be. Or Minnesota, if Minnesota pulls that series out. OKC's getting pushed by Dallas. That's good.
Are we making too much of this because it's like what Denver went through last year?
Not necessarily. I think there's plenty of teams that have won championships without getting super tested. I remember the Warriors' first year. They had, I want to say it was Memphis Grizzlies, the Pelicans with Anthony Davis. He was that whole team. And then James Harden and the Rockets. It wasn't like he had to go through some murderer's row of teams there. And they were fine, and they won, and they were the one seed. And it's like sometimes that works. If you're good enough, it doesn't matter.
Was Harden like the MVP? Or he's been an MVP. Like, I mean, all
he
those
been an MVP. All sure, those teams had their
best.
Anything.
Arkan, all those teams had their best players,
right? But they didn't. None of them were like good teams.
No,
like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like you were going against some juggernaut teams there or some dynasty championship teams like the Spurs,
okay.
Or the Lakers. But, you know what I mean? It was different.
But you also weren't going through the team's leftovers.
Sure.
Like, these two teams have not had their best players, and maybe I'm exaggerating with Mitchell.
Right,
he
Warriors
missed the game.
Also smoked through that entire thing. I mean, they were sweeping everybody or losing one or two games, and that's sort of the point I made. Not that they had all their players. Or not, but you know, you can breeze through the playoffs and win the championship.
But
it happens a lot.
But, okay, I thought they'd breeze through the East, but I never complained about that before. I was never like, oh, that's a bad thing. I think the other teams not even getting these teams at full strength, that's when I've started ratcheting this up. I wasn't saying the East is too easy, they won't be prepared. I never said that. I've always said I think they're gonna win the title. I don't like that these teams now have players dropping like flies. I don't think that prepares the Celtics because they sleptwalked through 2.5 quarters last night. That's a bad habit to get into in the middle of the NBA playoffs, to me.
I think that they do have some bad habits, and I guess my fear is that they're going to get exposed later. I think they will,
okay.
At least once.
You guys can jump in on this. What did we learn last night? Should we be concerned about the path? 617-779-7937, along with all your Bruins thoughts, if you have them, hanging out. Are the Bruins done? It's our big question of the day up now at Jones and Mego. We've been asking it all day long. Most of you think they are, which Mego and I agree with. Arkan does not. You can vote there. You can jump in on the phones. We'll get to LeBron. Why was he in attendance last night? And have the Celtics gotten enough out of Jason Tatum? All that right after Trending with Christian Arkan. And we have Megsplaining at 5:30. What's coming up there, Meg?
It's going to be a fat version of Megsplaining. We're going to talk about fast food, a little fast food news.
Ooh.
That broke today. Hmm. Delving into a bigger topic about what we want to see return to fast food restaurants.
Okay, that's coming up in Megsplaining right after Trending.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Take Jones and Mego wherever you go. Just tell your smart speaker, hey, Alexa, play EEI, play Jones. This is Jones and Mego. Yeah, I hate Jones, Alexa, on WEEI.
I'll be honest with you. You know, I was disappointed with the way the whistle blew tonight. You know, I thought our guys deserved much better. The way that they were competing, they were attacking the paint. You know, they were getting after it the same, you know, as both teams were. We're not asking for anything more, but we're asking for equal. And I don't think we got an equal opportunity at it tonight from that standpoint.
Not to get you into trouble with the league, but the officiating, as you mentioned, why do you think you won't get the call?
I don't know. I can't answer that. I'm not inside those guys' head. But, you know, what I do know is they had zero fouls in the fourth quarter. until late in the game. Our guys are driving. Our guys are attacking. I have to go back and watch it. But, again, it just didn't seem as if it was balanced.
Wham! It sounds whiny, doesn't it, when the Cavaliers do it?
I think they're right.
Sounds like they're complaining. Sounds whiny. It's kind of how Bruins fans sound. Wow, we don't get enough whistles. Wah. That's the only reason we're losing. Wah. That's exactly how the Cavs sound. And so, Arkan, you are consistent. You're crying about the officials on both sides.
When there's a big discrepancy, I think you have to. I think you have to at least acknowledge it. You don't have to cry about it. I mean, listen, I'm crying about it. But, like, you do have to acknowledge it.
Biggest f***ing babies online.
Shut up, Biz.
That's what you sound like.
Oh, they have so many power plays. We have so few power plays. What's the difference between crying about free throws? Now,
there isn't one. I mean, I don't think there is one.
Well, look, I will say this.
It's also a big difference in the game.
Here's the difference. One is over four games. The other is one singular game, which I'll grant you. And I think Bruins fans do have a bigger gripe about Sam Bennett. Two specific plays. But the idea is the same. It's like blaming something that isn't the team's fault when the team clearly is doing things wrong. It's just annoying to me. And I was more okay with it yesterday and in the immediate aftermath of the game. Sure, you're blowing off steam. To still be hung up on it, to me, is a bit much. And I would say the same thing about the Cavs. I do say the same thing about the Cavs. They sound like whiny bitches. And so it's annoying. And when it comes down to the Cavaliers, the reason they didn't get free throws in the game, they shoot from 10 feet beyond the arc. Darius Garland, everything is a pull-up, fade-away from five steps behind three. They shot 48 threes last night. They don't go into the paint. Max Strus comes flying up the court in transition from five steps behind the line and shoots immediately, 5 seconds into the shot clock. And so you're not going to get whistles that way. And I would say the same thing about the Bruins, by the way. You don't possess the puck. You don't get established in the offensive zone. You're not dangerous offensively. I don't know how you're supposed to get whistles on the other side when Florida constantly has you hemmed in and they're constantly caving you in offensively and they're out shooting you. What was it last game? 41-18 off the top of my head?
On net, yeah.
Something like that. Thank you, on net. Total shots is even worse. Of course, they're going to get more penalties than you. And of course, the Celtics are going to get more free throws than the Cleveland Cavaliers. I just think that makes sense.
Yeah, I think that the Celtics got a beneficial whistle for sure. Like, no doubt. I still don't think that that's the reason that the Celtics are winning this series. I don't even, this is where we disagree, Arkan. I don't think it's the reason that they won last night. Like, I think
it was a huge part of why they won last night.
I don't think so. Absolutely. I think it's very similar to on the other, like, that the Celtics are kind of in the Panthers seat, if you want to compare the two series, where they're just straight up better. They're the better team. You're similarly shorthanded as the Bruins without Marchand, you know, the Cavs without Donovan Mitchell. There was no point in that Celtics game where I seriously thought that the Cavs were going to overtake, even when they had the lead. I was like, okay, this doesn't matter. They're going
to
figure it
out. I mean, I tend to side with Mego on this. And again, there were a couple of egregious, I don't even know if there were egregious calls last night, but Arkan, you mentioned the Garland call getting overturned.
Yeah, which wasn't that wasn't like the crime of the century, but it's just an example of them going into the paint. They did go into the paint. It's not like they didn't. There were plenty of opportunities from the paint there, and the Celtics took a bunch of threes too. Okay. So, you know, they're going to the line 24 times.
When I say they don't go into the paint, I didn't mean they legitimately never set foot in the paint all game. I didn't mean it literally.
That's ridiculous.
But when they shot 48 threes on 94 shots, more of their shots came from outside the arc than inside the arc, never mind in the paint. So that's all I'm talking
about.
But
that shouldn't lead to seven free throws. I mean, listen, I understand what they're saying, and I also think, you know, they're out there playing without their superstar. They're hanging around with the Celtics the entire game, and they're getting completely outshot at the free throw line. That's something that they should be frustrated by. And not for nothing either here with the Bruins and sort of extending the analogy. If you're killing off 21 penalties, yeah, you're probably not attacking in the offensive zone as much as you want to be. You know, like that's part of it. It kind of goes hand in hand. I think in both cases, yes, the Celtics are better than the Cavs and the Panthers are better than the Bruins. Upsets happen sometimes, but when the refs are slanted in one direction or another like this, it's a lot harder to do that.
So again, so if the Bruins get four penalties to one for Florida tonight and they score on two power plays, you're going to come in tomorrow and say the Bruins won because of the refs?
Probably, yeah.
Okay, well, then
it depends on how the rest of the game goes.
You're a better man than most, because my sense is if that happens for the Bruins tonight and they win the game, we'll hear about how great Swayman was and whoever scored the goals, and the Bruins are back alive, and we won't hear one word about the refs if the Bruins get all the whistles. That's my sense, so I'm just asking for some consistency. If you do it, good for you. My guess is we won't hear that from most people.
I'm taking up for the Cavs right now. I'm being as consistent as you can be with this.
You're mousetrapped.
I don't think you believe that.
Yeah,
exactly.
Of course
you do.
Exactly.
You don't
Thank you, Mego.
That the refs essentially like fixed the game against the Celtics.
I didn't say they fixed
night.
The game.
Then
well, they fixed it
saying?
For the Celtics. I'm saying
That's
that
I'm
if
saying.
The Cavaliers shot the same amount as the Celtics did, they would have won the game by 10 points. That's math. That's not me being a homer or mousetrapped
I know,
or anything.
But
they
game,
shot 17 fewer and they lost by 7.
Down to math.
Well, it definitely does when you're talking about a score and one team scoring more points than the other.
I got it. But again, just to play out the Florida analogy, like, fair point about the power plays, by the way. If you're constantly killing off penalties, then, you know, you're not going to have the puck as much. I don't think that's the Bruins' only problem, though.
It's not their only problem.
I mean,
sure.
They're starting games where they're outshot like 8-1 every single night. It was 15-5 the other night in the first period, and they were getting the whistles in the first period the other night. And
they had a 2-0 lead, too.
Okay, but I'm just saying, I don't think they were possessing the puck even when they had the lead, is my point. And I would say the same thing about Cleveland. I mean, they're not taking quality shots. They're not aggressive going to the rim. When you're not aggressive, you don't get whistles. I don't think that's hard to get. So, yeah, if they were aggressive and went to the hoop and they weren't getting calls, I would get it a little bit more. I don't think they were aggressive in going to the hoop.
I think the biggest, like, blown call of the game didn't really have any impact on the game, which is Jaylen Brown grabbing Max Strus's ankle, and you don't even think that that was a dirty move.
No, I didn't. But I think that when you only shoot 7 free throws and the other team shoots 24, there's a big, big gap there. And when it's a 7-point game, you can't tell me that the free throw shooting didn't matter. That's ridiculous. You can't say that. It's not true.
The Celtics had a free throw advantage.
There's a difference between
because
saying
they were
it
more
didn't
aggressive.
Matter and that yeah. it's the reason that they lost the game.
By the
in a,
way.
In a single-digit game like this one, if they won by 25, I'd say fine. Yeah, you're right. But they won by 7. And there was a 17 free throw disparity.
By the way, I think Jaylen got away with a dirty play on the play you're referencing. I don't think that's why the Celtics won. I don't think they got away with like some call and that's why they won. But I do think that was dirty by Jaylen to try to trip up Max Strus. By the way, I want to remind you again, watch party tonight at Banners, right to the top of the escalator and to the left at TD Garden. We'll be there watching game 5 tonight. Could be an elimination. We could see some handshakes here tonight, Arcan.
Oh, yeah.
So we encourage you to stop by, say hello, and maybe goodbye to the Bruins tonight. Hopefully they extend things. And you can yell at me about how wrong I am and all my takes that the Bruins win this game tonight. You can yell at Mego, too, because she also thinks the Bruins are done.
Please don't.
And, you know, grab a beer in the corner and cry with Arcan about the refs if you want to. We're going to be out and about tonight at Banners for a watch party. Stop by, say hello, and meantime...
Hashtag crying corner.
Meantime, let's get to Megsplaining.
Why don't you explain this to me like I am an 8-year-old?
Do you need it broken down?
It's so dumb.
Why don't you explain this to me like I'm 5?
Well, lucky for you.
I don't know how else to talk about it.
Shut up, Meg.
It's time for...
Now I let you know!
Megsplaining.
Megsplaining.
Massive news today in the world of fats.
Uh-huh.
Either fat people or people with a fat person diet. Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah.
Am I being offensive right now?
No.
Pizza Hut.
Kind of.
Well, this is...
That's
this
an offensive
is,
thing?
This
as
is...
A, as the fat on this show.
Just, okay. Wait until you hear it.
I'm quite fat compared to the two of you, so
well,
I'm taking offense.
Jones is a former fat.
That's true.
That's true. That is true, yes.
Okay, so you tell me if you think that this is a fat food or not.
Okay.
Pizza Hut today announced they are releasing burgers.
What? I mean, a burger.
Well, let me continue.
The burger was held hostage, like they're releasing the burger.
The burger is not a traditional burger.
Uh-huh.
It's called a burger melt. It's described as a handheld item that is Parmesan-coated thin and crispy crust. Folded over burger contents, including beef, applewood smoked bacon,
nice.
Onions, both mozzarella and cheddar cheeses, served with a dipping sauce on the side. So it's basically...
That's where it just got real fat. What's the dipping sauce is what I want to know. That's where it gets fat.
But it's basically a burger calzone.
Yeah, it's a calzone with burger meat in it. This isn't a burger.
It's a big burger calzone.
I'm looking at the fat.
You're looking it up right now.
I'm looking at a picture of it. It's a calzone with beef in it.
This isn't fat. This is delicious. That is not a burger.
If you want to check it out on Twitch.
I demand a retraction.
Twitch.tv/BostonWEI. That is the burger melt.
I mean,
it comes with French fries, which I'm actually much more curious about how Pizza Hut is going to produce the French fries.
When's the last time you went to a Pizza Hut?
French fries are like delicate.
When's the last time you went to a Pizza Hut?
I have no idea.
An actual sit down Pizza Hut?
Yeah. Yes.
Have you ever been to like a really weird southern one where they have a buffet?
I remember the ones with the buffet.
I think they all have buffet. That's a southern thing. I think ones in Vermont had a buffet.
I went to one in Connecticut with my cousins, and that had a buffet for sure, like a salad bar.
Because I've been to like normal. No, I'm talking about pizza buffet.
I don't know about a pizza buffet.
It had a salad
bar.
It's like a bunch of heating lamps,
and there's just pizzas under them.
Isn't that like a Pizza Hut?
CeCe's does it too, but I went to one.
$5 all you can eat.
I went to one in Virginia once that had it like that.
Interesting. Okay,
weird.
I've not done that, but no, the salad bar is exactly what I was thinking of Pizza Hut.
Anyway, along with this, they're also releasing, this is like the big item. So they're pushing the burger melt.
Right.
They're also releasing a couple other melts, including buffalo chicken.
Nice.
Served with buffalo dipping sauce and ranch. Chicken bacon parmesan.
Oh, yeah.
And meat lovers served with marinara dipping sauce. Now, that to me just sounds like a calzone.
Yeah, they all sound like calzones.
These are all calzones.
I mean, look, the picture.
Can you get a buffalo chicken calzone?
Yes, of course.
Definitely.
Put that back up on twitch.tv/BostonWEI.
I'll get you one of those in 10 minutes.
Jacob, if you could put that back up there, I want to see another picture of this if I can. That looked great. Like, I'd eat that.
So it's
definitely
the Pizza Hut burger melt.
Is it
Let's
a fat,
call it what it is.
Is it a fat person thing? Of course it is.
That's
a
fat food?
Yeah, yes. I think generally if
when
you're,
you can't determine if you want a cheeseburger or a pizza, so you offer both, yes.
It's Parmesan coated.
Let me tell you, you're going to a restaurant, you're probably getting fat food. You're ordering out, you're probably getting fat food.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
No, you can get tons of healthy food
maybe,
at restaurants.
But even still, you're probably...
If you order off the kids
menu, exactly.
Maybe.
And even still, you're probably you're probably getting like double and triple portions.
That's more the bigger problem.
So like, no matter what, you're going out to a restaurant, you're probably eating fat. You're ordering fast food, you're definitely eating fat. So I think you kind of know what you're getting into when you do this.
So let's dive deeper into the fat. This got me thinking about, you know, some of these things, like, this feels like a promotional menu item. And I was thinking about the different promotional menu items that have gone through fast food restaurants. What have succeeded? What have failed? And what do you want to return? And the first thing that I thought of was this incredibly old... Did you guys ever watch The Osbournes?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I know what you're going
to
say. Yeah.
I can't... Every time that this item comes back to McDonald's, I think about this clip from The Osbournes.
McRib is back.
Are you serious, Jack?
That is so good.
You're getting excited over the McRib.
You know what, Kelly? It's the little things that count.
Jack goes, McRib is back!
Shut up! You know,
you're such a Jack, the McRib.
F*** you and your little singing thingy.
Right, Jack.
Just because I'm really, really, really good looking, you're jealous.
And you're excited about the McRib.
Yeah.
McRib is back!
You wish you could get excited with little things like that.
Early reality TV.
Yeah.
I always think about that with the McRib. Is the McRib something that is worth bringing back as much as they do?
McRib is back.
People seem to like it. I've had them before.
I think the McRib sucks.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really remember.
I just don't like the way it tastes.
I remember not being like wowed by it, but
it tastes like jelly with barbecue sauce on
top. People like it. So people, they keep bringing it back. They have a good system for it because they probably get a spike in sales anytime they do it. So, yeah, sure, if people like it, fine. It's not for
me, that's why they don't keep it on the menu, is because if you eat it for more than a day, then you're like, this sucks. Like, I don't want this. What am I eating?
Have you ever eaten them back-to-back days?
No. I don't think I've had a McRib since maybe Jack Osbourne was on TV last. But one I'd like to have.
Okay, I know what you're going to get to because I think you've eaten this. This was a huge deal. It came out when I was in college. The KFC Double Down?
No, that's not what I was going to say, I had one of those with no bread.
The chicken for bread?
Yeah, chicken for bread.
Yeah, it has fried chicken. Is it like patties or tenders? And then a chicken in the middle?
Patties, yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's like bacon and cheese in the middle.
Ryan, say this on air.
Yeah.
I invented the KFC Double Down.
Was this when you were still smoking the marijuana?
Absolutely.
Were you an employee at KFC?
Absolutely not. I just didn't have any bread. I'm like, okay, I got two pieces of breaded chicken. I got some cheese and bacon, but nothing to put them in. Screw it. Who needs bread? I made a sandwich.
Yeah.
About a month later, I saw the double down and went, oh my God. I thought it was just because I'm a lazy pothead
that
didn't want to go buy a loaf of bread.
That was my idea that got away.
You could be working in marketing over here, you know?
No, no kidding.
Creativity. Okay, what were you going to say, RK?
I ordered one of those once, and when you take it out of the bag. It's like you can't, you have to like take
the bag disintegrate from grease?
Well, your hand gets cut. Like you have to take, you know how like when you get sprayed by a skunk, you have to take a bath in tomato juice?
Well,
like that's
okay.
Kind of what you have to do.
I do know that. I was about to say I've never been
KFC
sprayed by a skunk, but I am aware of that.
That's
so
what
just,
it felt like.
It's just like the fast food smell wafts over you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that's, see,
it's
mine
like
would have been skunk
pores,
free.
It's
that's
everywhere.
That's where you hook them.
Yeah.
Wait, but what was the item that you were going to say that you want back?
The Shamrock Shake I love. Yep. That's only a limited time at McDonald's. And Wendy's used to do this mushroom cheddar burger.
Hang on.
I liked.
By your logic, though, yeah. The Shamrock Shake stinks because they can't keep it on the menu.
See, that's different, though. They should keep
it
on
holiday.
The menu.
It's
holiday.
If they
kept that on the menu all the time. Because they have other milkshakes that are basically the same thing. It's just around that time they buy
it
green.
Well, it's like the pumpkin spice latte.
Kind of, yeah.
That
but that's
only
like
bring
a, that's
out
a
for
flavor.
Half a year.
The mint, you can get a mint shake, I think, at McDonald's, but they only diet green during the Shamrock Shake time, I think. I think that's true.
Is that the only difference?
It's called St. Patrick's Day.
You know what my favorite
during
one
St.
is?
St. Patrick's Day. Well, it's not just on St. Patrick's Day.
Hang on. That's the only difference between a regular mint shake and a Shamrock Shake? Is it just green?
I think so.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. I know Keith
if
is
only
like,
we could figure out the technology to make it
look,
green.
Keith is like a connoisseur on these things. So any Shamrock Shake questions, you can direct to him. What were you going to say?
Okay. My favorite, which I thought was a permanent item, but I just checked and it really isn't, KFC popcorn chicken.
That's not always on the menu
no.
at KFC.
They have chicken nuggets, but they don't have the popcorn chicken, which is different because it's basically so little chicken and mostly just fried breading that you dig through, and it's so delicious.
Yeah.
That's my favorite like rotating menu item.
Okay. By the way, I'm wrong. There is not a mint shake on the menu. I thought there was.
All right.
You can get other shakes.
Maybe there's a secret menu that you're privy to.
Yeah. It's like you go to In-N-Out Burger, you order things animal style. It's super cool. That's that,
the secret club.
If you want to talk about the most overrated fast food chain, that is wildly overrated. In-N-Out Burger. Didn't Pizza Hut just do this recently where they had, didn't they have, who had the Chizone?
Was it Chizone?
What was it? It was like a nacho calzone. Didn't they just do one of these? Was this Pizza Hut?
You know who has pizza nachos is that place in the North End that starts with a D. What is it? It's a pizza place.
You know that pizza place in the North End.
Sorry, it's part of that big restaurant group. The family owns a bunch
the
of different
Di
things.
The Pasquale's?
Oh, I'm not going to come up with it. Anyways, it's awesome.
Well,
pizza
that's
nachos.
The family I think you're talking about. I don't know what you mean.
I thought it was Chizone is what they were calling this thing. Was it Taco Bell? Oh, was it Taco Bell?
Taco Bell does
that
a lot
right.
of these. So, like, there's Fiery Doritos Locos Tacos from Taco Bell. That's one of the ones that they have rotating around. It's kind of like their McRib. Not all the time, just sometimes. That's me eating cereal.
It's not you eating your Doritos Locos, whatever you're just talking about.
Hard shell taco, bad choice. I gotta be honest, I don't know if I could handle the Taco Bell these days. I used to be able to
eat that like a champ. One and a half martinis.
You put a cheesy gordita crunch in front of me, it's not there for very long.
Let me tell you who loves.
Oh, it's delicious.
Let me tell you who loves Taco Bell. Kathleen, a big, big Taco Bell fan.
Liv Mosh.
But I'll tell you, the In-N-Out, I'm getting a lot of pushback on this in the Twitch chat. It's like you go out there and people talk about it like it's this mythical fast food restaurant.
It is really delicious. I make a point to eat it when I'm in California.
Just a burger and fries. It's nothing special. Just fast food burger and fries.
Some are better than others. Dude, I was starving last week. I had a Wahlburgers on the way to the Celtics game.
Mm.
It was pretty good.
Government cheese.
It hit the spot. And then the Arcan said that. That's just a promo thing, Arcan.
That's
it's
what they say.
It's not actual government cheese.
Well, that's
cheese.
False advertising, then.
It's a joke. And you're the only one who believes it.
Hey. Take it up with the Better Business Bureau.
Are you Googling temporary menu items right now?
No. I was looking to see what else Pizza Hut has had. I'm trying to find the Chizone.
Oh, here we go.
It.
It's a Chiza. People thought it was the Pizzone, which I remember.
The
which
Pizzone.
Is
gross.
Pizza. Pronunciation on that is weird. It's a pizza and calzone. I do remember that. That was like years ago.
Yeah.
This is what I was thinking of. The Chiza.
The Chiza?
Yeah, which was like... I thought it was like nachos and pizza. Taco Bell
a
just
taco
had this on
pizza?
The menu. Something like that. Or cheese. I'll look it up. That's definitely what it was, though.
Has anyone ever had the Dunkin' Donuts glazed donut breakfast sandwich?
No.
I found that. It was only 360 calories, but it was an egg and cheese between two glazed donuts.
I'm wrong again. Shocker. Cheesa is KFC, not Taco Bell.
KFC does a lot of these.
KFC pizza.
They're very innovative.
I'd eat it. It's a pizza on a piece of chicken.
A KFC pizza, a Pizza Hut burger meal.
Yeah, exactly. I'd eat that. I'd eat all these things.
I think we should do like a little like kind of banquet of these one day. Maybe this summer.
After, like when Trump had Trump in the White House? That's exactly what it would be.
After my wedding.
Come on down. It's a cheesa. Have a pizzoon. What's this one called again? Yeah. I'd eat that. That does not look
pizza.
Bad. We're filling the Lincoln gravy boats.
I got to be honest. That looks nasty.
Barbecue sauce.
All right, we're done.
Okay, let's get to Bet Roulette. Some picks for tonight next.
Now the critics have spoken.
It's as if you took a float from a Macy's Day Parade and you beheaded them, and it's two clowns.
Jones and Mego.
One looks extremely upset, and the other one looks intrigued.
On WEEI.
Are you left in a state of disbelief here over what's happening?
Well, it's playoff hockey, and we better believe it because it's reality. And the reality is that we're going to go to Florida, and we're going to play the same game, and we're going to get it done. And I have no doubt in this group, and we have a lot of confidence and a lot of motivation to bring it back to Boston because our fans deserve a lot better, and we're excited to do that.
Jeremy Swayman, following game four. That was on, Sunday? When was that game? Sunday. We got game five tonight in Florida. We got a watch party at Banners tonight. Me, Mego, Arcan. We're all flying over there. Are you guys carpooling? Did I hear that right? Are you guys carpooling
yeah,
over there?
Yeah, giving me a ride.
Clip that. Well, so that'll be over at the Garden.
I gotta be freed up to drink my tea.
Yeah, so take the escalator up. Say hi. Again, as I told you earlier, could be an elimination party. We could be all watching handshakes together, or maybe the Bruins are just piling on. They're getting every call from the refs. They're piling it on, and you can yell right in my face. You can tell Mego how wrong she is about writing off the Bruins. You know, the refs don't give them a call. You can go cry in the corner with Arcan. Mm-hmm. Again, that's our watch party tonight at Banners for Game 5. Bruins and Panthers, stop by, say hello, and as we've been saying, possibly say goodbye to the Bees as well. Meantime, let's get into some picks for tonight, and we have to revisit our near hit last night in Bet Roulette.
All right, I'm going to give you a choice. You can either have the money and the hammer, or you can walk out of here. You can't have both. You don't f*** around in this place. You got it?
Boo! Boo! That's it! Gambling!
Bet Roulette, brought to you by the good people at Cars for Kids. Easy way to donate your car. You can donate today. Your car will be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. This is a good question. In the Twitch chat before we get to our bet last night. H-Horn, will Mego up the number of martinis if the Bruins lose?
If they win, I will. Because it'll be like happy. It'll be celebratory.
So you have a full two martinis.
Yes. If the Bruins win tonight, I will have one and a half martinis. I will have two martinis.
Which, again, I thought was very
and
wasteful.
And you'll all have to deal with the consequences.
I thought it was very wasteful that you were just leaving half a martini, but Mr. Who just...
He comes in for cleanup.
So really, it's a good deal for him, actually, is how that works out.
Lucille Bluth over here.
Do we have... Well, I thought we were... We
Fine,
were gonna,
I'll have some toast.
We were going to drink a beer for every Bruin shot, RK. We're going to alternate.
Whoa!
Because that number's so low, but now I'm a little nervous about actually following through on that one. So I'll just stay to my standard, you know, five. Last night was just a massive whiff on our end, and it was unfortunate. Does it qualify as a bad beat? It kind of does, right?
I think it does, yeah.
The overhit, Tatum's overhit. We had the it was 8.5 was the line. We had 9 points, I think, at the end.
This was before Mitchell was ruled out.
Correct, yes.
We jumped up to like 12 after
that.
That's
true.
Yeah.
We locked this in before 6 o'clock, before we knew Mitchell was out. It was the line was 8.5. So the Celtics go down. I think Tatum hit 2 free throws, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
2 free throws. They go up 9. We're like, great. We hit the parlay. And then...
Stupid LeVert.
It was LeVert. You're right. Not Darius Garland. LeVert comes down, hits a jumper. Boom. We don't cover. Parlay ruined.
That is what it was like.
I'm with Mad Dog. I mean, that's our first. I think that's, we've had plenty of losses. I think that's our worst beat that we've had. I think. Have we had a worse one, Ryan?
Nothing comes to mind.
I think there's one worse.
We usually don't get this close. We usually aren't close enough to even have a bad beat. But last night was officially a bad beat.
We may have had other bad beats, but we also lost the other legs of the parlay, so right. It's like it didn't matter.
Well,
yeah.
That's a good point. That's a good point. We didn't have the first two legs in place like that. Mega, why don't you roll for us? Get a start.
Okay, let's go, Drunko.
One.
All right, well, there it is. Bruins on the puck line. 1.5 goals there. It's the Panthers minus 1.5. Can the Bruins keep it within a goal, Mega?
I don't think so. I think it's going to get very sad. I think it's going to get very sad. So I'm going with Panthers and that it's not going to be that.
I imagine
it's not going to be close.
I imagine you have to be getting some plus money if you're taking the Panthers plus a goal and a half. I could be wrong.
They definitely will be, yeah.
RK and I rolled a two.
That's a two, and that's the over-under for tonight. Over-under set at 5.5, Jones, on an elimination game.
Okay. I'm going to take the under. I don't think every single game. I guess last game they were close. They didn't actually go over last game. But every single game, it's Florida scoring 6 goals and we're hitting the over. I don't think that's going to continue.
You're
I'll take
screw
the under
up the parlay right now
on this one tonight. Under. If I screw up the parlay, then I will be even with last night. RK, what'd you roll?
I rolled a 3, and that is an over-under on Matthew Tkachuk goals. It's over-under 1.5 of a goal. It's always plus money to go over on these, but I think Tkachuk might actually score one in this game, so I'm going to go ahead and take the over. I do think he lights the lamp, but I think the Bruins win anyway.
What are the anytime odds there?
Plus 150?
+165. Okay, so that I was actually thinking about taking Tkachuk. I hadn't locked anything in yet on that, but I was thinking about taking Tkachuk +165. Not bad. So we have Florida by 2 goals, puck line, under 5.5 goals tonight, but Tkachuk gets one of them. This has got to be, let me guess, Ryan's shaking
his
head.
It's not like last night.
A little juicier, I think.
+1054.
Yeah!
Wow, I was gonna say +900. +1054.
Damn.
Ay, ay, ay. Spicy one. If you want to follow along, you can yell at us in person. When your parlay goes wrong, you can yell at us in person tonight at Banners. We'll be there about an hour from now, taking in the Bruins, possibly final game of the year, game 5 tonight in Florida. That'll be our watch party tonight. Hopefully we see you there. Stay tuned for Scoops Keefe. Proven right yet again. No Brad Marchand in game 4. No Brad Marchand tonight. If you listened to Keefe, you would have known that. He comes your way for a quick sprint up to the Red Sox and Rays tonight. And we're back tomorrow at 2 here on WEEI.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.